Well, I just had another doctor on last week. We were talking about CBD oil and helping brain trauma and the amazing, you know, what they're finding. There's so many different things out there. And if you just keep poking around and talking to people, what's great is that I have the opportunity to talk to different experts, people that have used different things and are, I think, are on the kind of the cutting edge. My guest is Dr. Julie Gatza. I hope I said it correctly. Gatza? Gatza?
Yes.
It's Gatza, I'm guessing.
Gatza. Mm-hmm.
You are from Florida, is that correct?
Right. Originally from Chicago, but reside here in Florida.
Now, you're married, and you've been a chiropractor for how long?
27 years.
Wow. And what made you decide to become a chiropractor?
Oh, well, I'm third-generation chiropractor, so we were always raised with that first. And I was helped with a shoulder injury from a phenomenal chiropractor in Chicagoland area, and he fixed my shoulder in about a week's time, and I was scheduled to possibly have surgery, and I went, I want to do that. So from 16 on, I knew I wanted to do this profession.
Can you imagine how different your life would have been had you not seen that individual?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing. It's the greatest job if you're in healthcare.
And I've been a chiropractor for many years, and I know more than one, and I think truly, I mean, there are some maybe that are more gifted than others, like anything, but they truly can make a huge difference in a person's life. At least maybe check that out first before you go on another method. And it's relatively inexpensive compared to, well, what you might pay for some kind of medications. So we're here to talk about something called naturalsources.com. You are what you eat, and Dr. Gatza is going to debunk the nutritional myth, you are what you eat, aren't you, today?
I sure am. What I find is it's not necessarily you are what you eat, it's you are what you absorb. So I've had lots and lots of people who eat healthy come into the office who are sickly, and they're eating organic, and they're doing all the right things, but they aren't absorbing their food. So then you've got on the other side of that coin, people who are eating really poorly and they're not absorbing their food as well as they're not getting good food. So it really does come down to you are what you absorb.
And why is it that we have difficulty absorbing food?
Well, there's a number of different reasons. And one of the major ones is our enzymes aren't working the way that they used to when we were younger. As we age, our enzymes can become depleted. Stressors and accidents and injuries and all sorts of things can keep our bodies from being as malfunctioning as great as it's supposed to. So when we eat food, we should be producing our own enzymes and breaking them down. And if we're not doing that, then it's basically going in and going out.
So even if you're taking like medications and taking other things, vitamins or whatever, a lot of that could be passing right through you.
Oh, it's the number one common problem I see with every single health problem that comes into my office, including a chronic low back pain. We have to fix their digestive system first and foremost, and then we can actually stabilize the rest of them.
Now, how did you find about this about these enzymes that at naturesources.com? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been using them for years, and they're all vegan. They have all the different types of enzymes that a person would need to break down their meals. So they have protease, which breaks down protein, and amylase, which breaks down the carbohydrates, and lipase, which breaks down fats. So when somebody is eating a complex meal and taking these enzymes, they're actually getting more from their meal than they would if they weren't going to take them. So there's about a 70% better absorption when you take the enzymes.
Yes, and I would imagine that's going to make you feel a lot better. It's going to make pains go away. It's going to make a lot of things. Your body's just going to function. Does it affect everything, like your sleeping and all of that?
Every single thing. So, you know, if you think about it, it's just such a simple thing. And when things get very complicated, there's usually a lie on the line. So if you go see your medical doctor and it all gets so complicated that you just don't understand, you better think again. You know, what I've generally seen is people don't believe me because it's too simple. Mm-hmm. And I can't make it any more complicated than what it is when they come into the office and have all sorts of digestive problems and chronic inflammation and they're fatigued and they can't sleep and their hormones are all whacked. You know, we fix the digestive system first and get them to actually break down the food that they're eating so that they can actually repair.
The body is meant to heal itself, and the body, when given the right nutrition, and I've seen this firsthand with many different amazing products throughout my life that have literally healed different types of major disease. But the problem is if you don't absorb it. And as I was reading, you said after even 21, we stop, you know, our bodies start to decrease as far as the ability to break food down. And as we get older, the joy of getting older is that it's going to be more and more difficult, isn't it? I mean, not for everybody.
Well, you know, I mean, it's true. And, you know, I've been a chiropractor for 27 years. And if you think about even our diets, I always say this to my crowd of elderly when I'm talking about diabetes. I say, would your grandparents be proud of your diet this week? And they all sheepishly look at each other and start giggling. And, you know, that's basically a normal diet now. So we're raising our children on this, you know, poor food, or I call it unfood. And these people are just constantly putting in mass, but not nutrition. And of course we're getting sicker. And of course we look like fat, lazy Americans. And really our food source is no longer very good. And then the choices that we're making on our own is also, you know, questionable at best.
How do you feel about GMO foods?
I mean, they're there. You can't fight the whole system. You got to really go out of your way to eat organically and do that. But there's no good to become of it. You know, everything's altered. You know, oatmeal, everyone, you know, says, oh, it's heart healthy and this and that. And quite frankly, the oatmeal that was good is the real steel-cut oats, organic, that your grandparents soaked overnight. And it took about 25 minutes to cook in the morning, and that is true oats, not this minute stuff that you add into a microwave.
And how do you feel about when we cook our foods? Are we losing the nutrients, and at what level? What heat? What is the heat that is going to destroy the nutrients? Because I've heard that for a long time.
Right. Anything above 119, you do destroy the enzymes. Now, not everything is destroyed at that level, but, you know, with that, then I'm not certainly myself going to only eat raw, uncooked food. So I, you know, temper that with taking these enzymes. So we take this Absorbate. The Absorbate Platinum has everything in it. And, you know, microwaving food, my daughter did a science experiment where they took a wet paper towel, put beans in it, watered it, took another wet paper towel, watered it with microwaved water with beans in it, and the one with the microwave water barely even sprouted while the other one went crazy. So if it kills your water, what the heck is it doing to your food? There's nothing left. Mm-hmm. It's cardboard.
Yeah. You might as well start eating the siding on your house, because that might even be a little tastier. And there might be salt on it, too, from the winter. So, hey, it's, of course, you don't have much of that down there. So you're saying that these unfoods that we eat are really all these processed foods, but not even just the processed foods, but even when you think about, some people think maybe through cattle or through chicken, that we're getting poultry, that we're getting healthier foods, but you're saying we're not getting that.
I mean, I can't go crazy and fight every portion of the system. So I have people shop at the regular grocery store and get the regular foods, but, you know, they do take the enzymes. They do eliminate a lot of things from their diets that I've basically said, hey, you know, these things aren't great for you. And it has to be a food. So, you know, it has to contain vitamins. Take a picture in your mind of a fish. A fish has vitamins, minerals, proteins, healthy fats, and enzymes. Now put that up against a box of fries. There is no vitamins, there's no minerals, there's no protein, there's no healthy fats. So that's what we call unfood. Cereal is basically unfood. You know, the weird food that goes into the kids' lunchboxes and the things that we're grabbing at lunches at, you know, fast food places, it's just not much food in there.
How do we make it even to our 20th birthday, if especially the food we're eating is probably, and most of us probably grew up, I mean, I felt like I had a mother that we had our own garden, we grew a lot of things, and I think back in the 70s and 60s, maybe food was a little healthier, and then I know that they started the GMOs coming in much later after that, and I also believe, after talking to several different people, that our cattle were grass-fed. And a lot of that has changed. And even like the chicken now are soy fed, and we're getting these extra, I don't know what it is in our body, but that's affecting us as well. Is that correct?
It sure isn't. Yeah, and it's not necessarily how long are you going to live, because a body is an amazing thing. It can take so much abuse. But you know, now you're looking at 20-year-olds with joint pains, and you're seeing people with diabetes at 40 and 50, where, you know, and now it's gone just into this crazy thing, and people are achy, and they're fat, and they have circles under the eyes, and everyone is puffy, and that's the quality of the food sources that we're eating that we're hurting. And, you know, talk to any person and ask them, how's your health for real? And they're going to sit down and tell you something's hurting or not optimal for them. And it's, you know, it's because things have been changed so dramatically. And you're right, those kitchen gardens were valuable.
And food, I think, in general was healthier even back then, as I would remember growing up. I think a lot of it changed probably in the last 30 years or more. Some people even go back to the early 70s is when they started to change mm-hmm. things around. So what kind of foods would you recommend that people should eat?
Well, I would say they'd start off in the morning with protein number one, eggs, bacon, sausage. Skip the cereals, skip the bread if you can, skip the coffee. It keeps you from absorbing. And once you put a nice breakfast into yourself, a nice big glass of water before you eat breakfast, then have some protein for lunch. Chicken, fish, steak, you know, throw some vegetables in with that. Have some rice if you want. And then do the same thing for dinner. But protein, good quality sources of protein are lacking, and so are steamed green vegetables. Salads are fine, but if the digestive system isn't working perfectly, you don't want to consume salads as your number one food. It's just too hard to break down. And then with each one of these meals, you take something like Absorbed, and it will help you get more for your meal. If you take it in between meals, it actually helps out with inflammation.
And how often do you have to take that between each meal?
If you're trying to handle an inflammatory system, you take it in between your meals so that it will break down inflammation, not your food. But in general, people are taking the Absorbed to break down their normal foods that they're eating at their normal meals.
I also find a lot of what we have in life, and I have a chiropractor friend that feels the same way, and I want to get your opinion on this, if I can. A lot of it has to do with our attitude in life about towards everything.
I so 100% agree. You know, I do take... since I'm kind of a tough doctor to see, meaning I do make you change your diet, I do make you change a bunch of things, I end up weeding out a lot of people who don't have a good attitude because they aren't willing to do it. Mm-hmm. So I end up having the cream of a, you know, crop of patients because they're sickly enough, they're willing to do whatever it takes to correct things. And by doing that, you know, we give them solutions that actually truly work, and they're non-drug solutions.
So when you're talking about these enzymes that are not working properly, is that why we overeat all these foods that we're getting, because we just can't possibly fill ourselves up?
TJ, that's spot on. Hmm. Yes, we don't have a governor in their system that basically says, hey, you got what you need, the metabolism is satisfied, you can now repair and sleep and make your hormones fine. So people eat and then keep grazing. People eat and need more food. They're putting food into their belly and they're still not full, and it's because they aren't getting what they needed from their meal. And, you know, we eat, you know, way too much in portions, but that's not my biggest complaint. It's just simply the choices first and foremost. You know, everyone's, you know, grabbing a Coke or a coffee and filling up their bellies with that, and then grabbing some, you know, bread item or sandwich item, and by the time you get around to eating the good food, there's not much room left.
And I notice also, it seems like you staying hydrated, because I've done that for, well, I talked to a doctor years ago. They called him the water doctor, and he has a website called watercure.com. But he told me about how he treated a lot of people. All he had when he was in the Middle East was water to treat people. So dehydration really can cause a lot of issues as well, can it?
Oh, it's so huge, and people don't even realize, and they fool themselves into thinking how much they do drink. So, you know, if you actually measured it out in, you know, a gallon jug in a day and just drank from that jug only, you'd see how short you come on, you know, the amount of water you should be consuming daily.
And how much should you
consume?
And
then other things instead. You know, I always tell patients anywhere from 8 to 15 cups of water a day, depending on your size. You know, I don't know the exact formula, but if they're getting 8 in, I'm happy. And if they want to put more in than that, it's fine.
This doctor, and I want to get your opinion on this, if you don't mind, Dr. Gatza. It's this doctor that I talked to back in the 90s. He said half your body weight in fluid ounces is what he recommended for people. to drink per day. And he also said to take a little bit of sea salt, because he said by drinking that much water, you're actually going to flush out some salt reserves, and you need the liquid to stay in your body because it goes towards your joints and it helps you feel better and move better. And I've been following that for a long time, and my body seems to work pretty well. What is your take on that? Have you heard that before?
Yes, and I know him, and I know of him, and I 100% agree. And better than sea salt, Himalayan salt has a bit more minerals, a lot more minerals in it. Here in Florida, I find a lot of patients get all sorts of strange symptoms, fatigued and exhausted. And what they're really missing is salt. So we give them Himalayan salt that's been soaking in normal water, and they take a teaspoon or two a day with their normal water, and they get some potassium in, and it's amazing. It really helps out with sick-type feeling, flu-ish feeling, and even like brain fog. So it doesn't hurt to ever do that. It's the right thing, especially if you're taking something like the Himalayan.
I don't know where I can get the Himalayan. I guess I'll go mountain climbing, probably. Is that a good place?
They have it in Pakistan, but you can get it at just about every one of the health food stores.
Okay. I'll go look for it at my health food store and get the Himalayan salt. That's a good point. I've never heard that one before. So if people go to the website, now this website that is, I looked at it a little bit, that has more than just enzymes. You have several different nutritional things on there, don't you?
We sure do. It's called naturesources.com, and we have different type of enzymes in different forms, even for children. If your kid is, a little chubby and surly and circles under their eyes, get some of these, ones that you can just put in water and they can drink, or you can hide in something if they can't swallow vitamins. They have different things for chronic yeast problems with patients that pretty much correct it within a month or two of them taking it. And yeast is years and years of long of problems. They have something called bio honey, which is this one of the best honeys that comes from New Zealand. So lots and lots of information and lots of great products. We carry every one of them in our office, and I use them weekly on patients, and I'm very pleased with them because there's not a lot of companies that put such forth great effort on their quality, and there's not a lot of places that can make such great vitamins in this country.
Yeah, and we have to be careful where we get those, because some of those we don't really know, I'm guessing, where some of those come from, do we?
It's so true, and even when they're packaged so beautifully in the health food store, I mean, how do you know?
Yeah.
So, we sell, only the best things that we've seen over the years have worked the best. So generally, I know Absorbate is in the health food stores, but, other things that we sell aren't there because no one would want to pay the money for it because it's not in their budget yet. They're not getting what they say from the package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. It's cool to learn all this stuff, too, because I'm always curious about, I've discovered there are many, many things out there that I've witnessed firsthand, whether it's been for myself. There's a product called Oil of Oregano, which I really believe in, that P73 stuff. That is very powerful, and it literally kills a virus. There's a company called Manatech. They won't come out and tell you this, but they make a product called Ambrotos. I've seen people turn their cancer completely around and other illnesses as well. And really, all it does is it just removes the bad cells and allows the body to, if you give it nutrition, to heal. And that's really how our bodies are kind of set up, aren't they?
It's all it is. It just needs the right stuff, and it really will perform for you. It's just, if you look in the mirror and you don't like the way you feel or the way you look, you're causing it. And, no one likes to hear it, but you're causing it. So now it's your, responsibility. If you really do want to improve, find out what you're doing or not doing that's keeping your health, thumbed down.
Would you say that this is relatively inexpensive? Because, everything is covered on certain things are covered under, our insurance, but obviously a lot of natural things are not. If a person is going to go this route and turn their health around, what would it cost, just to give an idea, for somebody to start?
The Absorbate is 240 capsules for $45. So you're going to get a number of months' supply of the ability to break down your food at 70% more than you were the month before. So to me, it's worthwhile because it's going to save you on what you're going to buy in food, because you're not going to be as hungry if you're breaking down your food.
Right. You're not going to be as hungry. And at $45, when you think about it, compared to people will pay more than that for one pill that they might get from a doctor.
That's true.
It's amazing because there's so many products out there, and I'm always curious, and I talk to people all over the country, and even in other parts of the world, there are natural products that are grown that most of us here aren't aware of. And I also believe in like the body, mind, spirit as well. Are you believing that as well? Because if you're not, if you aren't in a good spot mentally, I don't care what you take. You know, I've seen people use energy healing on others and had I've had it done to me. But if you're not in a good spot mentally, nothing is going to help you. Maybe it will a little bit.
You know, it's very true. However, I do get a fair amount of not in the best of mood type patients who are in chronic pain. So all they have to do is listen to what I say, follow that for a very short period of time, and they start to feel enough better that they're willing to do it for themselves. But, you know, I find that a lot of times how bad the body is equals how bad they're feeling, and it does go the other way as well.
That's a good point. It's hard to be in a positive, joyful mood. I'm filled with kumbaya when I have a lot of pain. It's hard to do that. It's like you don't want to feel that way. So, and also what I know of chiropractics, and I'm guessing maybe you don't want to get into this, but my own experience with chiropractics is that when that back is not in alignment and you have a subluxation, then the signals that are being sent from your brain are not getting to where they need to go. And that's the whole reason, too, that you have so many other issues. And then doesn't your back also kind of become, let's say I bend over like a hunchback, and my back becomes conditioned to being like that. So we have to actually change that by getting those gentle adjustments to push us back. And then once we do, that allows that energy to flow that from the brain down. Is that how it works? I'm not a chiropractor.
Do you want a job? That was a perfect explanation. Let me take it a little further and basically say, yes, that's all true. But it's motion in the spine that really allows all that nerve supply to come through. So your brain communicates to the body through the nervous system, and the spine surrounds that. So when you've had injuries and accidents in the past, I suppose it's like parking a car on a garden hose and wondering why the garden isn't doing
great.
That's
a good point, yeah.
And the chiropractor, you know, walks across the street, unparks the car, and just looks at you guys like, what the heck were you thinking?
There was a kink in the hose. You didn't unkink it. And then also, you know, what I find is amazing, Julie, is that I'll go see my chiropractor. And let's say I've had a stressful week. And he'll say, oh, okay, you must be upset about something or whatever. And he'll know, and he'll give me a little adjustment, and it's all better. And then when I'm filled with just pure joy, I'll walk in, and he'll do this little thing down my back, and he goes, huh, everything must be good for you. You must be in a really good mood. And I say, yep. And he'll say, you don't need an adjustment today. So a lot of mine are related to the stress. That is really powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, if you have most of the things like it sounds like you do working properly for you, you know, a correct diet and taking nutrition and, you know, the proper enzymes and, you know, getting enough sleep. And then we can get off of it a little bit, but you're also getting normal chiropractic. So you have a situation that you're mimicking as normal as you can almost all the time. Hmm. So well done.
Yeah. Well, it's something you have to continue to maintain. And then there's many other incredible products out there, I think, all over that. And, you know, it depends what you want to spend. But there are products out there, I literally believe, that can save your life from a lot of different things. But again, nutrition is so important, and even if we get the good food, we have to have a way to break it down. There was a story that people were talking about, maybe you've heard this as well, and we live on Lake Michigan. I live right next, well, I don't live next to it, I live out of town, but where I work is right next to Lake Michigan. It's north of Green Bay, north of Milwaukee, about 100 miles north of Green Bay. It's a real beautiful scenic area up here, and but they were saying something about the effect of all the people that take their medications. A lot of that stuff passes through, and then it winds up out in Lake Michigan. And these fish are stoned or whatever. These fish are taking in all these medications. So when you catch a fish maybe out of the lake, you might be taking in some of these medications. Of course, they might just pass through you as well. But that's what happens a lot, isn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, it's terribly upsetting when you start thinking about our groundwater has, you know, even the medications in it and the fish. And, you know, like I said, I can only fight so many battles being the type of doctor that I am, because, boy, you could really jump on a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So I've always said to my patients, listen, it's up to you to, you know, choose the right foods, take the right nutrition with my suggestions, you know, make sure you're breaking down the foods with the enzymes, get the exercise, and, you know, you can get crazy on certain areas, because you could get crazy on certain areas that are so unjust. But, you know, it comes down to just the very basics, you'll still do fine.
So what are some of the symptoms of enzyme deficiency? What would people notice?
Number one, any type of digestive problem. So gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, pain, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, any of that is number one. And then the things that aren't so well known are the lack of energy, hormonal imbalance, even to the point of, you know, every one of the hormonal imbalances can be corrected with digestion first. Think and keep in mind, all hormones are fat-based. So if you can't break down the fats that you're eating, you can't make the hormones in the proper ratio. So I fix digestion and then fix everyone else's hormones. Sleep problems and overweight and skin problems, acne, you know, you pretty much name it, that's a digestive problem generally first and foremost.
So those are all things to watch for. And what type of enzyme improves us the most, will improve, or is it different for every different situation?
Well, you want one that's complex. And the beauty of the Absorbate and the Platinum one is that it has all the different types of enzymes that you would encounter with any type of a meal that you're eating. So it will aid you in the proteins, the fats, and the carbohydrates, and get the most out of everything.
So is this why we've seen the increase of, like, I know a lot of people that have allergy problems. Is that, that's obviously connected to that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, people are eating, let's just say, too much dairy. And, you know, that's what they're eating a lot of. So now the body's fighting the dairy if it can't break it down, and it doesn't have the immune system to fight just the normal daily environment. So if we take the dairy out of their system and repair their digestive system and have them eat a lot more sensibly, lo and behold, when the flowers pollinate and the trees pollinate, they can, you know, handle that season, and, you know, nothing changed but their digestion.
And I see more and more, obviously, diabetes is getting, seems like it's out of control. And there are other diseases that just seem like, maybe we're reporting them more, but it just seems like they're really getting more and more out of control.
They are out of control. And, you know, the beautiful thing about diabetes is it's such an honest disease. The sugars are high, they get on the right program, the sugars come down. When the sugars go high, all you have to do is ask them what they did or didn't do. And, you know, all my diabetics are on the Absorbate, and they're taking, you know, 2-3 per meal, depending on what's going on with them. Some of them are taking it in between meals to help with the other inflammation that's happening in their bodies as well. But, yeah, this is all on the rise because we've gotten so lazy as a country with our food sources, and our commercials have taught us all that it's okay to have, you know, fast food for lunch 3 times a week.
Well, and not just fast food, but food we think might be healthy as well.
That's true.
Isn't necessarily as good for us as it once was. That's my little theory. I don't know if there's any truth, but it seems like in the last 30 years, a lot of things have changed. We had people now that seem to be more unstable, and I think that's connected to brain health. So we're not getting the foods that support that. And so now you see more and more things happening. And I know there's many different reasons, but I think a fair amount of it could have something to do with that we're not getting the brain health that, in the foods that we eat anymore, like we did at one time.
And I agree.
And we're seeing people with more different difficulties, whether it's being obese or having obese-related symptoms because of the foods that we eat, obviously, are not nutritional. And once in a while, hey, I'll have a Whopper. I'm going to be honest here. I like a Whopper once in a while, but that's once in
Me
a while.
Too.
Do you really?
Right. Yeah.
And so, but you know, and then also I think our attitude towards food, this is a big thing for me. This is why I think people bless their food or did at one time, because the energy, everything is energy, is it not, Julie? And so,
oh, yes.
Put a good intention. This is just my little two cents. Put a good intention towards whatever it is you're eating. Maybe you can't always eat right, but put a good attitude. We're always distracted. We're always in a hurry. We don't take the time to enjoy it and spend the time like we used to. You know, now it's, oh, I got to eat on the run, stuff my face.
Right.
And so that's sending a message out as well. I mean, I don't know if you feel that way, but I just feel that's all connected. It's all part of it.
Well, you're right, and it's so well said. And, you know, you can take that whole concept of blessing the food, but, you know, somebody did have to put the effort towards making it and buying it and preparing it correctly. So, you know, part of it is, you know, it's worth blessing because there was a bit more energy put into the care and you know, the love into the food. You know, I have a sister who basically, her son at 15 doesn't cook. And I said, boy, you are going to make him a horrible husband. And you're also going to perpetuate very unhealthy children if you don't teach him to cook before he leaves home. And she went, oh, wow, I never thought about that. And I said, I know. I said, they all need to know how to cook from scratch in the kitchen, just some basic, simple things. You sit there and watch them and watch them do well, watch them fail, and make them do it again. And if you had them cook one or two meals a week, it would not hurt. And then start having them cook their own meals. And lo and behold, they're going to eat their meals better, too, because it's better when you cook it.
It's awesome. I really appreciate, you know, obviously it seems like people like yourself and everybody that they're all on the same page. I don't know how this happens, but they all seem to. You ever notice that, Julie? It's like people that are on this course. It's like you kind of have a similar understanding.
Yes, you should see the chiropractic convention. Pretty much we're all just clones of each other at some level.
Well, it's really fascinating talking to you, and I've learned quite a bit. And again, it's naturessources.com if you want to go for that, the website, and that'll answer. Is there any other websites you want to promote?
They can also call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. And if they use the code radio, they can have 20% off their first order or request some free samples.
So you can try it for a while, and what's the worst? It's not going to in any way affect your health if you take these enzymes. They're not going to alter you, and you're not going to grow a third arm or a second head on your shoulder. Is that going to happen?
No, it's all natural things. They're made from vegetables. So pretty much you just got another source of a vegetable, different, you know, portion of it. But, you know, the worst that would happen is you don't see a change. And pretty much if you're paying attention, you'll see a change.
Yeah, you know, probably it's better to get it done now before it gets chronic, because your body can recover. I think do you believe your body could heal from anything, Julie?
Pretty much. I mean, I think that sometimes it's gone so far that there's more death than life available, you know, to some individuals. But, you know, I see a lot of pretty sickly people over the years, and, you know, the body wants to heal naturally, and it really can if given the right things.
It is natural for us. Would you agree with this statement? It's natural for us to be healthy.
I mean, a baby is. If you think about it in a normal situation, it's a healthy situation. And it's not, you know, no baby was deficient in aspirin. No baby was deficient in Tums or Rolaids or, you know, anti-inflammatories. So what is it that this baby would need to make those things work properly so you wouldn't need the drug?
Mm-hmm. It's been a real joy, Dr. Julie Gatza. You're out of Florida, and you have a practice, and I wish you all the success, and I hope to somewhere down the road talk to you again sometime. If you ever want to converse, I'd love to do that. Even if you're just promoting something, I don't care what it is, because...
Oh, thank you.
I think it's great. I'm glad to meet so many people like you. Have a wonderful
day. Thanks, TJ. Yes, you as well. I appreciate it.